spite of your cards, letters, and phone calls, Tom and Shane have been invited back. Good morning, everyone. Tom Eaglehoff, your morning mayor at AM 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, 1340 KPRK in Livingston, and at Fine Computers Around the World, KMMSAM.com. Joining me, of course, my co-host of 10 years. He's in Vancouver, British Columbia. He is half man, half amazing. He's Shane Montalban. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's a beginning of the end of the presidency now for Trump, finally, right?
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
It's not the end of the beginning. It's not the end of the beginning. It's finally the beginning of the end. But everything else, I think, is pretty good. Talk about a mild weather. Did you guys ever get snow?
Not much. Yeah. Yeah, the drive over here from Bozeman, except for the wagon ruts, was pretty good. No problem getting here at all. Roads were clear. We'll be giving a road report here sometime during this hour around the state, so stay tuned for that. It was great over here. They put me up in the homeless shelter nearby here at 970 and got me a couple truck stop hot dogs. And, I lost my shoes again, but other than that... It's been pretty good here, so yeah, always a pleasure.
It's tough walking around those hotel slippers, you know.
I know, yeah.
It's almost too comfortable.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The hotel, I didn't get a robe this time, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You should have gotten a hoodie. You should have gotten a robe with a hoodie.
I should have. I'm going to have to talk to Travis about that, I guess. So, speaking of Travis, hey, if you want to be a part of the big broadcast, there's easy ways to do it. The easiest way, 406-294-0970 is the number. Give us a call there. You can also text the show. We're big time over in Bozeman. We actually have a text line, so if you're not comfortable being on the radio, you can give us a call at 478-8298, 478-8298. And we've got a text message already. Tom, what a treat to hear you this morning. Hey, thanks a lot for that. We appreciate it. And we're happy to be here. We'll be here today and tomorrow as well. And also,
Tom gargled twice this morning to get that velvety voice.
That's right. Yeah, I've got that luscious voice.
The Christmas time of year, he's got to get this voice moving.
That's for sure. Absolutely right. Hey, we're on Saturday, too, in case you didn't weren't aware of that here. We are on from 8 to 11 in the morning on Saturday. You can hear us at KMMSAM.com. Don't forget the AM, KMMSAM.com. And we'll be happy to entertain you there. We take phone calls, text messages, and all of that as well. But we got to take a short intermission here because, well, we got lots of people to pay. So... people have to pay us. So we'll be right back right after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. Tom Eaglehoff in for Aaron Flint. Shane Montalban, half man, half amazing, in Vancouver, British Columbia, making this a truly international show, on the line with me. And, Shane, in Bozeman, we've got the Rockin' R Bar, Rocking R must comply with Gallatin County health orders to close by 10 p.m., a restriction meant to slow the spread of the virus. And a judge ruled on that yesterday. And, I don't know, Shane. What is it, about 2% of the people carry viruses away from restaurants and bars? You tell me.
Number one, yes, it's that small. But the scary thing about it is number two, if you're going to follow science, it doesn't matter because anyone under 50 has a 98.8% chance of being, affected by this disease. And less than 1% are going to die. I mean, it's, you're right back to the same thing. You know, I'm reminded of all these sects, that want to survive the end of days, right? And they want to survive because of the Satan and 666 and everything. And they're going through all this process and practicing and testing and building bunkers and everything. But if you believe in that, then you got to believe in the rapture, and the rapture comes first, and those that believe are lifted up to join God in heaven. So the only ones left behind are non-believers.
So if you don't believe it, if you don't believe in masks and social distancing, you'll be saved. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's so amazing because you're told if you're a non-believer, you're gonna die, right?
I guess.
and no matter what they. Yeah. No, but everybody did everything they said to do. Come on, Tom. Everyone did. Everyone did everything they said to do.
Yep.
Everything.
No, I agree with you totally, and pretty much everybody has, and yet we're spiking all over the place. Everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's 6 feet apart, and yet this thing is still spreading like wildfire. And I don't know. I don't know if these health guys or in the first place, it's a real problem when you have people, when you have unelected people that are calling the shots. we don't have any say about that is,
quite honestly, I think that's the hardest point of it, right?
Well, yeah.
That's the hardest thing. That's the hardest thing for people to, that's the hardest thing for people to take, right?
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is if there was true science based on this, if they said, okay, we know for a fact that bars spread 80% of COVID virus, let's close them down, or let's close them at 10 o'clock or whatever. But there's no scientific basis that says anything about a bar or a restaurant or, a clothing store. I mean, you're in Walmart, you're in Lowe's, you're in Cabela's, you're in all these places that are deemed essential.
Careful what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. I see the same employees in there all the time,
Exactly.
Where's Mary, the checker, she's got COVID. She's home. No, she's not. She's there checking the groceries, come on.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. If there was scientific basis for this closing at 10 o'clock, why not 9 o'clock? Why not 11 o'clock? Why is it, who arbitrarily said, well, let's see, 10 o'clock, they ought to be in bed anyway. They got to get out of the bars. They should be home drunk. So what are they going to do at 10 o'clock? What are they going to do, take a case home? give me a case and I'll be fine. I'll just head home and finish it till 2 o'clock with 18 of my friends here at the bar. We'll just all go to my house and get it checked out. So
there's no place like home.
Yeah,
right?
That's for sure. Yeah. So. Well, and also Fauci saying don't see your kids for Christmas. Oh my God.
Oh, I know. Another great exception to this rule, right?
Yeah.
People look at it and it's like, well, I don't know. What's this? Oh, I know what this reminds me of. Martial law.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. I've been thinking about it for 6 months, and all of a sudden everyone wakes up in your country and go, we've been under martial law for like 9 months, and no one's told us, right? And it's the village idiot that's got us under martial law. Yeah. Oh, that makes me even better.
I was going to say.
But there's no police or National Guard in the street to keep peace. Oh, no, that's so people can burn and loot and riot.
Yeah, we can't have that.
What kind of martial law is this?
I know. Well, I don't know if you saw in New York yesterday, the restaurant owners went down to Times Square.
I did. All 40 of them.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. Oh, we got to get Russell Nimitz in here with an ag report and some other things. So,
all right.
Now, Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. We'll be back right after these important words. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. The award-winning Tom and Shane, Bozeman, Montana, in for Aaron Flint, and we're happy to be here this morning. And we've got some stuff coming in from our text line 478-8298. Until you know someone affected by COVID, it won't be real. I lost a friend to the disease. It's serious. There you are. Yay, it's a good morning with Tom and Shane. Just curious, who is the judge that ruled against the Rock and R Bar? And that would be Judge Rennie McElia. Granted the county's request for a preliminary injunction against the bar, ordering it to comply with health rules until March. We got a question for Shane. Last Saturday, you spoke about all the property the Chinese have been buying up around Vancouver. This week, we're hearing about Chinese troops doing cold weather exercises in Canada and how they've interfered in America's election. What's your opinion of all of this, Shane?
Okay, two things. First question, yes, our great Prime Minister did invite the Chinese in, apparently 2 years ago, unbeknownst to any Canadians. And a journalist actually got filed an information of Freedom of Information Act. We have that in Canada, too. And the Defense Department sent them a file, and they didn't redact it. They sent them the complete file unredacted, and it explained it all. So when he first wrote about it, you know, he got attacked by the media, and he got attacked by the Minister for Defense, and then he held up the document that he'd gotten from the Ministry of Defense. So, yes, they've been trading in Ontario, Northern Ontario. Sort of amazing because Alberta is, Cold Lake in Northern Alberta is where they do all the Canadian coal trading, particularly for the Air Force. So apparently they've now returned, but we are still training their leaders, their colonels, their sergeants, sergeant major, lieutenants, first lieutenant, second lieutenant. So it's become a very bad political football here. With regard to China and your election, I don't see that they've done anything more than they've done for the last 50 years, like Russia, and that's just try to hack their way into your country, which apparently they've been successfully doing. I think they're doing more damage to your government system right now than they did with the election. No, it was big tech and the social media that interfered with your election worse than anyone imagined. And that's how Biden got elected, sitting in a bunker for years. So there you go.
All right. Hey, thanks, Shane. From our text line, 478-8298, they want to know the judge so they can threaten him. Well, it's a her. Like they do health officers. Sad. So, yeah, they probably want to go down and demonstrate outside the house. We got to go. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. Welcome back, everyone. Hey, we got some callers on the line, Shane, so let's take some phone calls here. We've got Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, what's going on? Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
And thank you, for filling in for Aaron.
Yeah, happy to
do it. You're mentioning the election and President Trump losing. I want to tell you about the Electorate Count Act, which was established 100 years ago. And Senator Ted Cruz has sent papers. And 126 Republican senators are against Joe Biden winning this election. They claim fraud. And we will not know officially until January the 6th, 2021, who actually has become president. So if they enact this Electorate Count Act, they can easily turn this election around into Trump's favor. And I want to say that an excellent article can be found on Quake Media. Laura Ingraham on Fox News interviewed Gordon G. Chang. He is an American expert on the Chinese, and Facebook has already taken these videos down, so you have to go to Quake Media. And it is the plan of the Chinese to soon overthrow and eclipse the United States in world power with the help of globalists. And sadly, people like Joe Biden helped this by selling out the country to the Chinese. So God bless everyone, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Thanks very much.
All right. Yeah. Well, we may have misspoke saying president-elect, although they are calling him president-elect because the Electoral College met. And, from that standpoint, I guess the votes have been counted for the Electoral College. But, as Nancy states, it ain't over till it's over. And also the Georgia vote coming up, very critical as to who's going to run the Senate chain. So that's something that would help keep Biden in check, particularly with judges and all the ridiculous spending that they want to do. So we'll see how that plays out. But what do you think of Georgia? Which is Purdue. Purdue's been pretty much at the head of the pack as a winner. The other one, Laughlin, kind of iffy.
Three strikes against.
There we go. Sorry. Sorry, Purdue. I had you lost you somewhere. I think we're going to take a quick break, okay, and we'll get things straightened out. So hang on there, Shane. We'll be right back.
This is where Montana talks.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Eagleoff, your morning mayor. 1450 KMMS in Bozeman. Shane Metobin, half man, half amazing, is on the line with me from Vancouver, British Columbia, and we've got callers waiting, Shane, so let's take some calls. Tim in Paradise Valley. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, good. How are you this morning?
I'm living my dream here.
My comment is they keep throwing this word science around all the time, and I don't think you can get one scientist to agree with another, the same as archaeologists. I know a quick story. A guy made up his own arrowheads one time and went to a archaeologist and asked him how old they were, and he told him 20 million years or whatever. And he says, oh, that's interesting. I just got done making them. But anyway, the word science, I like the way especially our liberal friends like to use it, especially in what's going on now and that. But I know the science proves that a baby's alive at conception. So where's the science there? But then they want to use the science this, science that. Mm-hmm. And people that are sitting there like a bunch of young robins in the nets with their mouth open, sucking in everything they say about science and stuff. And some of them should know better, but they don't. But don't always go by the science, because we can see what's happening with our country and everything now when they start throwing the word science around and slapping all these restrictions and stuff on us. So anyway, I appreciate you guys being on again today, and I like Aaron as well, and you guys all do a good job, and thank you.
All right. Well, great. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening. All right, let's see. Let's go to Jerry in Billings. Jerry, what's up, man?
Well, I was just thinking about this pandemic we've got.
Right.
It was manufactured in China, sent over here, and they've been treating it quite a bit with this Remdesivir. Remdesivir, it was patented by the Chinese, owned by the Chinese, like $3,000. They didn't want to treat us with this this hydroxycortisone, zinc, and azithromax combination because it was too cheap. Now, I'll tell you what, they've used this pandemic or epidemic, whatever it is, to pretty much overthrow our government.
Mm-hmm.
You take a look, Trump, I think, can still make it in there if the Electoral College moves and it goes into the Congress.
Yeah.
But I think that's the only hope we've got, because Biden's definitely sold out to the communist Chinese, and Mitch McConnell the same way. His wife's Chinese. Her family's the shipbuilders of China. And he's got a shipping business that goes back and forth and hauls almost strictly communist Chinese stuff.
He's also the Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what really went there that he was gonna put a $200 tax on every single semi-automatic and every clip you got with it or magazine.
Yeah.
So if you've got yourself a 45 and 6 clips, that's $1,400. That's a little more than the gun cost. You know what I'm saying? Quite a little more.
It's called population control.
Well, I'll tell you what the population control should be. You know, the only good commies are dead men.
There you go.
Well, that's the way it is.
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Jerry.
You bet.
Thanks much. All right. Jay in Bozeman. What's up, Jay?
Jay, this is Jay in Bozeman.
Hi, Jay.
I have a possible solution.
Let's go for it.
This voter fraud.
Yeah.
So, 75 million people voted for Trump, 75 plus. So we are individuals, we're patriots, we believe in our country, we're strong. We hold the power. Biden doesn't hold the power. We hold the power as individuals. So I say, let's just pick a date. Let's pick January 11th, and let's all call in sick. We call in sick. We strike. We use policies against them because we control the country, not anybody else. We deliver the services. We're the truck drivers. We're the carpenters. We're the electricians. And I'll guarantee you, if we stay home or peacefully demonstrate that day, the country will stop.
Yeah.
And we demand, with that stop, election integrity. Now, no violence, guns, no violence. It's a peaceful demonstration. We all just call in sick with the COVID.
All right. Well, it's not a Saturday, so I'm down with it.
Yep. I guarantee you, sir, if
10%
of those 75 million people stay at home, it'll put the country on their knees.
There you go.
And then we demand that we have somebody look into these election irregularities, no matter who wins.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't do it now. We're done. If we do this after Biden, try to do this after Biden, they'll just round us up and
get if we don't have a vote, what do we have? Not much.
That's right. We have nothing.
Yeah.
Now, we're into socialism. We're into a communist country. So us as individuals, each person that feels this way, that's a true American, stay at home on January 11th.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see. Let's take another call here real quick. Caller, you're on with Tom and Shane. Where are you and who are you?
I'm Tom, and I'm from Bozeman.
Tom, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Good to hear your voice. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Well, thanks much. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. I want to talk about the Second Amendment real fast.
Okay.
It says we have the right to keep and bear arms. Now, bearing arms mean you're carrying them around and ready to use them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the right to keep and bear arms. And Joe Biden doesn't have a right to tax us $200.
Yeah.
Just doesn't.
Well, I'd agree with that. You know, when the Second Amendment was written, Tom, the government had muskets and the private person had muskets. So we were equal. And, you know, if the government was going to come and take your property or do something to you, you had equal weapons to defend yourself with. And I've always thought that, you know, I realize we can't have howitzers and bazookas and things like that. I mean, the government back then had cannons, you know, but still you could defend yourself equally against the government. And I think if the government's going to come down your door or down your driveway with automatic weapons, I think you ought to at least have semi-automatic weapons to, you know, take them on.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it's amazing. Your history it has this covered. All of those that you want to teach your children something, go look the Whiskey Rebellion under Washington's administration. He had to call out the Continental Congress to go to Kansas and Tennessee because they wanted to keep their wheat to make whiskey, and they didn't want to pay a tax on it. So there you go, folks. And make it the 20th of January, not inauguration day. Don't go to work that day so you can all watch Biden take the oath of office, and then they can see what real opposition is.
There you are. Let's see, from our app chat line, AM 1450 KMMS on our smartphones, did you hear about the lady that took it and the vaccine, I should say, took it and had 15 shortness of breath and had to go and get treated for being allergic to it? Yeah, we've heard some talk about that there is some allergic reaction to it from some folks. From our text line, 478-8298, sorry to tell you this, Tom, but if you would use your magic Google machine, you would see there are literally thousands of science pages on COVID right now. So if you want to see science, try looking it up instead of denying it. I'm not denying it. All I'm saying is that where's the science that's presented in court? For the Rockin' R Bar in Bozeman. Where is that? That's what I want to know. So let's take a call from Johnny in Belgrade. Johnny, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the Second Amendment business a little bit myself.
Because, sure.
You know, it's amazing how many politicians don't really want to talk to a civilian about it, except the civilian knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely, they don't.
I would not relate this story if I didn't have living proof yet. It's been about 35 years ago. Over in Portland, they have a TV program on. They had a TV program on every Sunday evening, and it was live television.
Hang on, because I got to take a break. I'll get to you right after the break. Hold on. Welcome back, everyone. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint today, and let's go back to the phones. You're back on the air. Johnny, what's up?
Well, this Second Amendment thing, very few public officials who favor gun control don't want to talk to a civilian who doesn't.
Yeah.
If that civilian knows what he's talking about. There was a live discussion in Portland, Oregon about 1975 or 76. And it was a debate show that came on every evening, Sunday evening, and I appeared because it's a subject tender to my heart. And I took the Oregon State Attorney General apart and put him back together again. Harvard Criminology School was on our side that year. It was amazing the study they had come up with. But I was disappointed in the people that were on my side, because they didn't seem to get a handle on what the truth of the matter was. They were talking about defending the Second Amendment by helping the lawmakers define militia. And I said, wait a minute. And Tuck Wilson, the Attorney General of the State of Oregon at the time, said, we have to define militia. I said, sorry, mister, you need to remember how to define infringement, or you need to have to remember how to define people. And until you get that right, we're going to bite you tooth and nail right up to the wall. We are going to defend our Second Amendment constitutional rights, and we're not going to quit until you quit.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Well said.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, let's see, Shane, from our text line, 478-8298. The only problem with trying to strike and stop the commerce of this country is that it does not hurt the politicians. They don't care about us. They get paid one way or another. Shane, you got a point?
I have a solution to that problem. 29 states now are controlled by Republican legislatures. So call your state senators and House members. Tell them you want the following law enacted. Any executive of the state that insists on shutdowns or orders them vacates their salary until such time the businesses are allowed to open again. If they're going to shut down businesses and cut off revenue to the government, then they should be held responsible and shouldn't get paid. Wow, what a great idea. All politics are local, Tom. This could solve that problem of tyranny.
Mm-hmm. All right. From our text line, 478-8298, people actually believe the election had fraud with no evidence. Every case was thrown out because there was no evidence. Medicine is not an exact science. When you have cancer, there are many opinions as to how to treat it, and that's true. That's why there's more than one vaccine for the coronavirus, kind of where we are. The guy referring...
And several for H1N1.
That's true, yeah. From our text or from our app chat line, our smartphone line at AM 1450 KMMS, the guy referring to Google for a source is sadly not aware that Google is bought by the left. Find another source if you want to find the truth. And yeah, Google is, they are under what alert, I guess, or whatever, Shane. They're being broadcast or being looked at as a monopoly, and so we'll see how that works out for them. They're getting their comeuppance, I guess, or will be shortly.
Well, I don't expect that'll go forward. Although it's happening on the state level, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the attorney generals are taking them on, so we'll see how that goes out. So. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this portion.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so we got to take a short news break here at the top of the hour. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. We'll be back after the news. Good morning, everyone. The Real Housewives of Roundup will not be aired this morning, so we can bring you the special edition of Tom and Shane, the award-winning Tom and Shane, in for Aaron Flint. Tommy Galoff, your morning mayor, at AM 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, 1340 KPRK in Livingston. And my co-host, Shane Tobin, is in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. He's half man, half amazing, and we're happy to be here filling in. We'll be here today and tomorrow. And we are also on Saturdays, 8 to 11. You can reach us at KMMSAM.com on your laptop or AM 1450 KMMS on your smartphone. Just download our app. You don't have to join anything, sign anything, leave any information. All you got to do is go over to KMMSAM.com and click Listen Live. You can call us. You can text us. You can do all of that incredible stuff. We're happy to be here. Thanks to Aaron for inviting us back over here. So you'll be treated to 2 days on the air and 1 day on your smartphone or laptop around the state. So by all means, check us out at AM 1450 KMMS. So all right, good morning, Shane. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I just wanted to reach out again to the people in Montana, give them a heads up. Dow Jones 30 is a great index to watch, but the Dow Jones now has the Dow Jones Global Titans 50. It's a great index. It covers 50 of the largest global corporations. You're better informed watching it, and it's a new index. It's not very old, but it is a Dow Jones index you should watch. So look up the Dow Jones Global Titans 50 index to get a real valuation of the global market.
Okay, let's go to James in Bozeman. James, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Say, I was listening to Secretary of State Pompeo. He was saying that there's 400,000 Chinese students, most of them probably PLA. Man, I'd like to see them removed. The second thing I'd like to point out, if Biden takes power, China will probably take Taiwan. There'll be a war, and we're not going to do anything about it.
Yep, probably right.
Those are the two comments I have.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Great. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, appreciate it. We'll talk about that. We come back from our first break here. But yeah, Shane, that's something to consider. Taiwan, Hong Kong, they've already cracked down a little bit on Hong Kong. And Taiwan may be the next country in China's crosshairs because they need the income, Shane. They need dollars. And we'll see how that goes. So, all right, we got to take a short break here. Tom and Shane in for who is it? Aaron Flint? Yeah, that's the guy. Aaron. Yeah. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned. Tom Eagleoff, your morning mayor in Bozeman, Montana, AM 1450 KMMS, and Shane Mataub in Half Man, Half Amazings in Vancouver, British Columbia. We are international this morning. We'll be here today and tomorrow filling in for Aaron Flint. And I'm not sure where Aaron is this week or this weekend. Will he be back on Monday, Travis? He'll be back on Monday. Okay. But yeah, as I say, we're not at liberty to say where Aaron is, but if you're in Libby or Kalispell, you might want to stay away from the windows. No, I'm kidding. Aaron's home probably sleeping in this morning. We're happy. We're very happy to be here. Happy to be asked back to host the show. We're always happy to come over here and fill in for Aaron. He's a great guy, and we really appreciate him as well. So let's see, Shane. We got several text messages here from our text line. For those of you who are just joining us, we've been talking quite a bit about the vaccine. We've been talking about voter fraud and all of that this morning. So let's see from our text line, if you want to text us, if you're not comfortable speaking on the air, 478-8298. Just send us a text message with your smartphone, or you can go to a search for our app, AM 1450 KMMS, and you can get us that way as well. Let's see from our text line. Patty from Bozeman, Fauci is an immunologist. He's not an infectious disease expert. Kerry Mullis, invented the PCR test. He calls Fauci out, calls him a fraud. And let's see, Patty's correcting herself. PCR was invented by Mullis in 1985, but it was not invented with the purpose of detecting diseases. Its primarily intended application includes biomedical research and things like that. So appreciate that, Patty. And the stock market likes President Biden. I guess Trump was wrong. It didn't crash. Well, Shane, as I've said a million times, I don't give presidents credit for the stock market. So whether it's Trump or Biden or whoever, doesn't really matter. But the market is up. We're staying above that 30,000 just barely, but it's down slightly this morning. But that's to be expected, I guess, early in the morning on a Thursday.
Yeah, indeed. I have it up 131, and NASDAQ up 50, Standard Poor's up 18, and the only European market down is the FTSE in England. The rest of them are all up in the green.
All right.
But you're right. The market looks at the U.S. as the stalwart of the world and the place that's safest to invest your money now.
Safest place to put the dough. Let's see from our text line, 478-8298. Election challengers have largely been denied access to the evidence of courts, ruled on timing technicalities and simple cowardice. The swamp extends right into state legislatures, and I guess that's right. So let's see. Definition of delusional widespread voter fraud without any evidence. The guy saying Google is not a source. It's a search engine to find sources like CDC or the Mayo Clinic. Or we go to the wacky websites. Tell us what we want to believe. The court cases were dismissed not because of no evidence. There was plenty of documented evidence. The court cases were dismissed because of standing. 4 years of investigations based on phony documents and anonymous allegations with no affidavits. So, we had plenty of affidavits, but anyway. So there we are. Anything else you want to talk about, Shane?
I'm interested in watching this recall election in California of Governor Gavin. You know, they need 1.5 million signatures by March, and they're already over 800,000. So his response to it is, well, when we start managing this, coronavirus, certainly with vaccines, the state will get back to work and things will improve. I don't think so. Yeah. I think California, even though it's liberal, they're tired of the tyranny. They really are.
Well, I would think so. I can't believe the people aren't revolting. The people of California are revolting, but, you know, just by themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
But, I can't believe they're putting up with it. I really can't. I mean, you know, almost the whole state is red except for the large cities, San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, and, you know, Oakland and that area. But other than that, the entire state votes red almost consistently. But they're just outnumbered by the big cities that want all the free stuff. So I don't know.
That's right. And, you know, that and the fact that, you know, the state legislature sits every, you know, every day, 365 days a year, and they all get they may not get a lot of money at the front, but they get $1.5 million, you know, per person. For a budget. So it's a nice deal. You know, it'd be nice having a job where you get $1.5 million to run your office.
There we are. All right, we got to take a short break. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back right after these important words. Stay tuned. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. And hey, if you were under the impression that Live Montana Radio was only Monday through Friday, we are on Saturday. Tom and Shane on every Saturday from 8 in the morning to 11. 3 hours of limited commercial interruption. And you can contact us at KMMSAM.com, KMMSAM.com on your laptop, or get our app chat line at AM1450 KMMS. Do a search for that, and you can hear us on your smartphone. And we're also on Alexa. So if you got Alexa, go to AM1450 KMMS, and you can hear us on Alexa as well. So we're happy to be here filling in for Aaron Flint. Aaron's making tuna fish sandwiches for crossing guards as soon as the schools open again, hopefully. So he's busy at home with the white bread and the tuna fish. So we're happy to be here for him. We'll be here tomorrow as well. So happy to be here. And, well, Shane, as you know, Pete Buttigieg, Biden's pick for the transportation secretary, and his credentials include riding Amtrak and proposing to his husband at an airport. So there you are. That's,
yeah.
I was going to say, man. I don't know. I've been to Vietnam, traveled all over the country, speaking at colleges, universities, business groups, and whatever. And boy. But anyway, he has no experience whatsoever in the transportation industry, and South Bend was notorious for its potholes. And in his acceptance address, Mayor Pete cited that what he believed to be the qualifications needed. He said he loves riding Amtrak, took college trips on cargo ships, and proposed to his husband in an airport terminal. And he said, don't let anybody tell you O'Hare is not romantic. So, I don't know. I've been to O'Hare. I don't think that would be the place I would propose to my wife there. So I don't know. Anyway, so... and he's gay. That's also very important to Democrats. He recounted watching one of former Bill Clinton's nominees get rejected because of his sexuality. And, of course, as we know, Donald Trump, one of his ambassadors, was gay. So we'll see how Pete does when he goes yeah. before the Senate confirmation committee and see how that works out. So let's take a phone call. Go ahead, Jane.
Go ahead. Okay. No, take the call.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got Bob on the line. Bob, what's going on, man?
Well, a couple weeks ago, you weren't hosting the show at that time. There was a gentleman that called in, obviously left-wing. He made sure he made a point of that.
Uh-huh.
But he said we should all get together and sit down for a beer and talk this thing out. But we have to realize these people are stealing our Constitution. They're trying to steal our culture, our means of communication, of our message. Why wouldn't we be friendly with the enemy of our nation? Remember, Rome fell from within, not from without. Mm. And that's what the Chinese is doing to us, and that's what the left is doing to us. A gentleman called in and suggested the answer is a box of ammo. I don't subscribe to that yet, but I certainly don't believe in sitting down with our enemy and having a beer and singing Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
I think it's time to recognize what they are. They don't believe in following the rules. You can just hear about it with this guy sleeping with a Chinese spy. Talk about the Biden family, who are a bunch of crooks.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to say. I'd like to hear your comments.
Well, my comment is there's no sense sitting down with anyone unless they're not going to be open to your point of view. And that's the issue, that, you know, with the left, it's their way or the highway. And there's no way to, you know, to reach common ground. You know, that's
correct.
That's like sitting down with Iran or North Korea. You know, they aren't going to accept any kind of a compromise. So, you know, what's the point?
I have a friend who said, stock up on your food and your ammo.
Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right. We got to take a short break here because Lane Nordstrom leads to talk to you about the Ag Report. And, hey, if you sit down to a nice breakfast this morning, thank a rancher, thank a farmer, and give them a heads up in your morning prayer, and because they're out there working hard. So we'll be right back. Here's Lane. Good morning, everyone. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. Aaron will be back on Monday, and we appreciate that very much. We've got Jared in Anaconda. Let's go to Anaconda. Jared, you're on with Tom and Shane. What's up?
Howdy. Yeah, I'm the fellow that the guy was just talking about where I was compared to North Korea and all this.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, I'm sorry. I want to be able to get along with all my friends that are Republicans. But it's a little, you know, a little rough being always called radical and North Korea and all this. Just, it's quite under the, you know, in a cave under the rock scenario where you just want to give up on half of humanity because we are half and half in this country. And when you hear people like that, all I can picture is, you know, just some old guy sitting on his porch with his stockade of food and his guns. And I got guns. I am a gun-owning leftist. But, you know, there are radical Republicans just as much as there's radical Democrats, and just doesn't do anybody any good for a guy that has a chance to get on the phone to call and pick on a guy that is, I'm actually, the beer scenario was I actually was sitting with a fellow that is a Republican. His, his name is Tom, but I call him Tommled because he's always loved Donald Trump, and he loves it. We get along fine. I mean, we're going ice fishing together in a couple days, and, you know, it's just that attitude. It's not going to get y'all anywhere.
Yeah.
I know it's the way that we're the enemy or whatever, but it's not the way I look at y'all, so I just thought you should know. And just it's kind of a curmudgeon-y way to look at everything, is everybody on the left is just evil, because right now I'm rebuilding a 22R motor for a 1983 Toyota truck. I hunt, I fish. I mean, you know, I'm just as much a Montanan as y'all. It's just we have different views. But that's all I got to say.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, yeah, I, you know, as I said, if you can sit down and have a civil conversation with someone, then that's great. You know, that gets things done. But I don't think they boarded up New York City and Washington, D.C. and half the cities in the United States because Biden was going to be elected. So, you know, what does that tell you? I don't hear conservatives or Republicans going to restaurants and shouting people down. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know of a single university where the conservatives have gone out and demonstrated against a liberal speaker. So, you know, if there is one, by all means, let me know. I'm not, you know, I...
Yeah, well, in the last 3 weeks, there's been reports out of, you know, Ivy League schools, Yale and a couple of others.
Yeah.
And they've clearly shown that the United States is the least racist country in the world on the basis of... off business opportunity, income, wealth,
The African American and other minorities in the U.S. have the best standard of living anywhere else in the world. The other thing I'd like to point out, because I'm saddened by it, being a historian, particularly of American history, is seeing the school boards and the city council of L.A. looking at stripping high schools of the name Abraham Lincoln. And I'd just like to remind everyone that on yesterday was an anniversary of 1861, April 16th. President Abraham Lincoln outlawed business between the Confederate States because of the U.S. Civil War. And I like to remind all of you that, you know, Fort Sumter was shot on 2 weeks before Lincoln took his inauguration. So, you know, you have a rich history.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom and Shane in for the vacationing air in Flint. We'll be here tomorrow as well. And also, we are on the air Saturdays, 8 to 11, KMMSAM.com. Shane, we got phone lines lit up. We've got to go to get these calls out of the way. Dave is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I just had something to say. Everybody's got their own opinion about the left and the right. Democrat was on the line just a bit ago saying, oh, everybody's a radical. Well, I got to call horse feathers on that guy. I don't know a Republican one or a conservative one that's gone and destroyed people's livelihoods, burnt buildings, and yeah, I got to call horse feathers on that Democrat. Take a look at the whole country and how states are red and how states are blue, and it's an amazing majority.
All right.
Anyways, that's my two bits, guys. I sure hope you guys have a wonderful Thursday and everyone out there as well. God bless.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Fred in Kalispell. Fred, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, every elected official, every federal government employee, every cop, every judge takes an oath to the Constitution. If a soldier, he takes an oath. If he gives aid to the enemy, he can be put in jail right away. What is the difference between that soldier and all of our elected officials who push communism and socialism? They are in violation of that oath. The oath says to protect this country from foreign and domestic enemies.
Yep.
The Democrats right now are domestic enemies within this country. George Soros is a domestic enemy. These people have to be put in jail, but we have to have a Justice Department that's willing to get off his ass and do something, like the FBI. The FBI is not doing nothing, but we have to start prosecuting these people who violate that oath. And the oath is the main thing of this whole country. So anyway.
I'd argue if I could.
Well, like I said, we have to start upholding that oath. I hear people talk about the Constitution, but yep. They never mention the oath to the Constitution.
Yep, I took that oath back when I went to Vietnam.
I took that oath.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
When I was in the military, I took that oath. I'm still living. I'm 80 years old, and yeah. I'm still living under that oath.
Well, once
to protect this country, pardon?
I was going to say, once you take that oath, it doesn't expire.
That's right. That's right. And yeah. People, we have to start enforcing it.
Absolutely.
Like I said, we need the FBI and the Justice Department in this country, and on the state level, it's the same thing. All these rhinos. Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of the. I'm trying to close the primary here in Montana.
Yeah.
Stop allowing these Democrats to put rhinos into the Republican Party, because that's what they're doing. They're crossing over because they only run one candidate. They're crossing over and they're picking the candidate that best matches their communist point of view, like Frank Gardner, Lou Jones, and a whole bunch of these other clowns, you know, in the Republican Party that are called rhinos. Anyway,
all right,
I'll
man.
Let you go.
Thanks for the call. All right, appreciate it. Let's see. Let's go to, what do we got? Dan in Livingston. Dan, what's up?
Good morning. You know, I listen to this. I listen to it every morning to you.
Yeah.
To Aaron and you guys. And yeah. There's something that keeps going through my mind that's bothered me for a long time. And here it is. We have political parties. And by the way, Shane, my wife's Canadian, so we follow the Canadian side a lot, too. And if we're on parallel paths, you have the center of the country versus the shores, basically. But I'm just going to start what I'm going to say by asking a question. In the last 150 years, how many administrations in the United States have not been Democratic or Republican?
Yeah, well, not many.
I don't think any.
Not that I'm aware of. Canada's got six political parties, you know. They've got six parties up there, yeah.
Exactly right. But the problem is maybe the political parties themselves.
Yeah.
Have we ever thought about maybe they're getting exactly what they want? Because they can sit on both sides of the aisle, point the finger across at the other side and say, oh, it's their fault. In reality, everybody's guilty there. Because what it does, it allows them to deflect any responsibility because they put the responsibility on somebody else. And so consequently, here we are, we're talking Democrats versus Republicans. You know what? They're both guilty. How if the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And we keep electing these people from these two political parties who are both corrupt.
Yeah.
Now, I have no use for Democrats. I mean, I've never seen anything that's good that they've ever done. And that's personal. But I also don't have much use for Republicans because we've got a bunch of cowards who are unwilling to stand up and defend the Constitution themselves. So we're in a fix because we have nobody who really serves the country anymore. They're serving themselves, it seems like to me, or their pocketbooks.
Somebody's
and we have the best policy.
Yeah, somebody's got to grow a spine. Thanks for the call, man.
The best problem is we need to get bumper stickers.
I
might print them up. It says we have the best politicians money can buy.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Let's see. What do we got? Let's go to George in Laurel. George, what's up?
Good morning. The gentleman that called in and said we should all get along, the left tends to be the smartest person in the room. I have lost several family members' relationships simply because they disagree with my politics. And I've been told I'm too stupid to have this conversation with. And so I don't believe his theory that we should all get along and that no one's a bad guy. As a previous caller said, conservatives and Republicans aren't going over to Seattle and Portland and burning down cities and taking over portions of the cities.
Agreed. Hey, thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Vinny in Livingston. Vinny, what's up?
Yo, good morning. Hey, you know what? Anybody that takes the oath should have to take it once a year, like the Roman legionaries did.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah, take it every... Yeah, sit down and maybe you need it refreshed in your memory.
They used to have to take it in the month of January.
Yeah. All right, man.
You have to take an oath to the emperor once a year.
Deal. I like it. Shane, Canadians take an oath, do they not? The people, aren't they sworn into Parliament? Don't they take an oath to, smoke pot, be nice to draft dodgers and whatever?
Yeah, sure. The reason I brought up the issue that racism isn't an issue in your country, it's only the Democrat Party that wants to make it that way, is that the problem in your country is bigotry. And a bigot, in the definition of it, is a person who's intolerant of another person's point of view. It's bigotry that's overrun your country, and it's regrettable because that's the problem. Be tolerant of anyone you have a conversation with. There's no reason to get upset with them. Mm-hmm. With regard to the oath, you're absolutely right. Your country spent the 20th century, 100 years, fighting communism, socialism, and Nazism. And so the comments about taking an oath to defend your constitution, that one caller, he's absolutely right. Anybody that's in favor of communism, socialism, or fascism, should be looked at because they're basically an enemy of the state. Your own history is written that.
Well, if you remember, as a one time as a condition of employment, you had to sign an oath. That you had no plans to overthrow the government or, do anything like that way back when. I think it was ruled unconstitutional that you had to say that. It's like burning the flag. It's free speech. So I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of nutty. Let's take some calls. Caller, you're on the air. This is Mike in Manhattan, maybe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I just... The second to last caller who said that they like to point at each other's fingers, point fingers at each other.
Yeah.
This is coming from their donors. They want to keep us at each other so we're not looking at them, at the giant corporations that are taking advantage of all of us. I mean, there's been a huge redistribution of wealth from the middle class to the top 1% since 1980, and it's just they want us to look the other way and all the problems up. The Republicans say the problems are from the liberals, and the liberals say the problems come from the Republicans. Well, you need to look at who's running these people, and we need money out of politics big time.
Yep.
Or we're headed towards authoritarianism.
All right, man. Excellent call.
Don't you agree? Do you guys agree? Or?
Yeah. No. Well, money's no question. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, there's got to be more accountability of where the money comes from. But I got to go. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. All right. All right, Shane and I will be back in spite of your cards, letters, and phone calls right after this. Welcome back, everyone. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. Aaron will be back on Monday. We'll be here again tomorrow morning, and Tom and Shane will be here. And also, we are on Saturdays, 8 to 11 at KMMSAM.com on your laptop or AM 1450 KMMS on your smartphone. Let's go to Rick in Billings. Whoops, maybe not. All right. Let's go to Ken in Great Falls. Ken, what's up?
Socialism, communism in America. Actually, the idea, the phrase that Marx used was from each according to his ability, to each according to his need.
Mm-hmm.
It actually comes from the book of Acts. The disciples actually, that way, if you read the book of Acts, read the first five chapters, and even it was so primitive in real Christianity. You, the pilgrims, are the Puritans. Rush Limbaugh taught this to me. That set up a communist nation. Their government was communist when they came. They burned the book of Acts because the Christians were in the very beginning. Now, he said after about 3 years, they stopped doing it because it wasn't a...
Boy, you're breaking up, I think.
They just weren't very good Christians.
Yeah.
That's so they couldn't follow through. Now, the idea, socialism in this country, it comes from the 30s when we had the Great Depression. My father taught me about this stuff. His folks had come from Sweden, and we had letters coming from there, how great their system was while ours was failing. The point is to say that it's illegal.
Yeah, I think we lost.
Right there is,
yeah, you're breaking up.
You can believe whatever you want in this country. The sickness that you said you have to believe like I do, I was going to arrest you.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Let's the conversation. It's the one to get rid of the fairness and broadcasting doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to get back to so that we do have the good discussions.
Yeah.
Get to our faces. It'll be a lot more civil.
All right, man.
Country back on track.
Excellent points.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Yeah, sorry to break it up there a little bit, but I think we got the gist of what he was talking about, Shane. This conversation between opposing views, I put the blame at this on social media, that where we can sit in our dark basement and be uncivil to somebody that we disagree with and not tolerate their point of view. Is social media behind all this, do you think, our inability to communicate with each other?
Absolutely. You live in a meritocracy, which is a government or the holding of power by people selected on the basis of their ability. And so if you live in a meritocracy and the people have doubt about their capabilities, you're in serious trouble, and so is your republic. So when you have censorship by the social networks or the social powers to be, and they control your elections, it's a scary day for your republic to find its freedom and itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it became evident with Twitter putting the kibosh on the New York Post story about Hunter Biden. They just didn't want to believe it because it didn't fit their narrative. And so they just blocked it from, the fourth largest newspaper in the country. I don't think print stuff without checking their sources. You know, I'm not going to tell you every newspaper is honest or, does their due diligence in following up on sources. But it sure seems that, that paper, to censor that paper, gave us pause as to how much of what we're putting on social media is really getting out to our friends, our neighbors, whatever. You know, I mean, we do a podcast or we have been doing a podcast several times a week, and even our podcasts have gotten some warnings on YouTube that, you know, the election results are final, they're done, it's over, you know, move on.
Well, the New York Post was created by Hamilton over 250 years ago, and the sad reality is that story being expleted by the social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Google, resulted in Biden's victory, because 10% of the people now that have heard about it wouldn't have voted for him. So
yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
Was it Russia and China that controlled and changed your election? It was the companies funding the Democrat Party.
All right. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe, you're on with Tom and Shane. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw in my two cents on the debate between, you know, whether it be civil war or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our neighbor is not our enemy. And that's one point. The Democrat Party are liars, and they use intentions, good intentions of people, to put them in power. Our enemies are the guys over in Washington that are taking away our freedoms, whether they be Democrat or Republican. And now the Democrats and the socialist thing getting in power, I kind of lay the blame at the feet of the older generations that have sent their kids to public schools to be brainwashed by the government teachers, and brainwashing is a powerful thing. And then when the younger generations come back and start spouting off what they've been taught, should you really be surprised?
Well, I gotta go. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, thanks for listening. All right, that's gonna wrap it up for us today. Tom and Shane in for Aaron Flint. We'll be back tomorrow.